Last night I watched Thor. It is not my favorite of the Thor movies, but I do still really enjoy it. Right off the bat, I gotta mention his helmet. You know, we don't really see the comic accurate look for Thor, at least not with the helmet throughout the rest of the MCU. I mean, yes, he's in costume, but that helmet I think looked really good, and I wish that they had used it for more than just one scene in this movie and then a modified version of it in Ragnarok and nothing in between. That said, I think this movie is a lot of fun. I think it's really funny. The humor, some of it's pretty obvious, some of it's a little more subtle, but I think that they struck a very good balance between the two. I really can't think of any jokes in the movie that don't work for me, and at the same time, I don't feel like there were too many of them. The action is great. I love Thor. Anytime he throws a hammer, it's awesome. That opening action scene with him and the Frost Giants, and of course the Warriors 3, Lady Sif and Loki were there as well. Very cool. I love that. And of course, the scene where Thor infiltrates the S.H.I.E.L.D. pop-up facility to get to the hammer, I think is awesome. And of course, you know, that gives us our first glimpse of Hawkeye in the MCU. I actually wouldn't have minded if Hawkeye had played just a slightly larger role, but it still worked really well as it was. Jane, Darcy, and Selvig were all serviceable. They did make me laugh at times, and I feel at the appropriate times. Selvig, I like his character in this, and I like what they do with him later in Avengers. I wasn't a huge fan of what happens with him in the Dark World, but I like the way that he goes from disbelief and that he's just remembering stories from his childhood about Norse mythology to believing in Thor. I think that was a good little, relatively minor, but good story arc for his character. And of course, we do get the Destroyer armor. Well, not armor, really like kind of a robot android thing. Regardless, the Destroyer is very simple, but I still enjoy it. Kind of surprised at how much of a problem it is for Sif and the Warriors 3, but it is still, of course, awesome when Thor finally does take it out. And of course, how could I forget Loki? With Loki here, it's easy to see why he blew up and became as popular as he did in future installments of the MCU, you know, Avengers, Dark World, and so on. Tom Hiddleston pretty much steals every scene that he's in as Loki, and it all starts here, you know. I guess a negative about this movie would be the bleach look on Thor's hair. Ultimately, I like the look of his hair in later installments more. It always just looked off to me, and it could be a little off-putting at times. All in all, the rewatch, I mean, I've obviously seen all these movies multiple times. I know what I'm getting, but I continue to enjoy it. Next up is my least favorite Captain America movie, but still an awesome, awesome movie with Captain America, the First Avenger.